أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی بعثت کو
حضور says that the purpose of the advent of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam should always be kept in mind by all Ahmadis, because this is a great means of our own reformation, and in order to achieve that and for this very purpose each and every Ahmadi has entered into the bath of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is the very thing which distinguishes us and from other people, makes us distinguished as compared with other Muslims. What was the purpose of his advent? As he himself has mentioned on several occasions, that the purpose was to bring the human beings closer to their Creator, God Almighty, and to show them those paths which are the ways of getting nearness to Allah Almighty. And the standards of the piety of human beings, to take them to those heights where he can be having the attributes and the colors of God. And these are the things which save us from falling into that deep well from which our parents and our forefathers, they came out of that well. And those things which were told by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, they are not altogether new, totally new things. Actually, these are the things, these are the explanation of that very teaching which Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran and given to us. And these are the things which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained to us through his noble example. And the high standards of that he established, and Allah Almighty has mentioned this very fact in the statement, وَإِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that surely you are well established on very high standard of character and nobility. And it is the instruction for the believers that whatever is the noble example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever standard he has established and he has firmly established that, it is now imperative for you to walk on that path. And moreover, وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ, when it was said, this announcement was made through this announcement, this revelation, that in the period of latter days, after a period of darkness, when Masih al-Mahdi would make his advent, he would be established, then he would be a full, perfect example of the noble character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore this period, which is the period of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and this period in which the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has drawn the beautiful picture of the beautiful teachings of Islam, actually this period is a link of the same period, which is the period of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And actually this whole era, the whole time until the day of resurrection, that is the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this bath that we do, which an Ahmadi performs on the hand of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that he does as a matter of fact under the instruction of Allah Almighty. So therefore, for a moment to come into the bath of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that is the renewal of his bath and his promise and covenant, that in spite of this gap of time, this great teaching and this noble example which had forgotten from the minds of some people, many people, now initiating once again at the hand of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, we renew our pledge and we make a promise that we will try to do our level best to come up to these requirements, and with all our efforts we will do our best to establish that point. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says in one of his books that Allah Almighty has sent me to this world for this purpose, that I should be giving the teaching of meekness and gentleness and kindness, and I should draw the mankind to God Almighty, and the light that I have been given, through the blessing of that light, I should bring back the people on the right path. So this is the job and this is the purpose for which the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was established by the Allah Almighty. The one who is established on the pure guidance from Allah Almighty, and for this very purpose Allah Almighty has sent the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has said that I should draw the people to these paths of guidance. That is to say that in that filth in which the people had been stooped so low into that one, and the well in which they have fallen, the deep well, I should be pulling these people up and taking them out. So this pulling requires some effort, and putting oneself into some hardship and difficulty, only by that one gives comfort and relieves the person from that agony in which he is suffering, or if they are facing any difficulty, so one has to struggle to take these people out. So to pull these people up and drag them outside, out of it, it requires sacrifices from those people who want to help the people. So therefore, expressing a hint to this agony and struggle, in one place he has mentioned that how, with what instrument should I make this announcement so that the people should come to these fountains of guidance. And then you see that what is the high standard of this kindness which he had for the human race, humankind, that not only this much, that he has to pull them out and to draw them out of this problem, this bad situation, rather to make these people walk on those paths which Allah Almighty has given to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And in order to make these people walk on that path, continuous guidance is required. This light is not only for a few steps, but it is a light which is to take the people to that right path, which takes them to God Almighty. And after one place, after one point, then another point is there. One destination is there, then further destinations are there. And in order to get on to further extensions, the desire should be kindled. So therefore, this guidance is a permanent guidance, and this light is a permanent guidance. And this is acquired by kindling all the lamps of the guidance of Allah Almighty. And when you get to one destination, one point, then you are able to see further paths leading to the higher destinations. When you come to one standard of morality, then other high standards of morality are seen, they become visible to the people. So this is a continuous struggle that we have to make for that person who wants to give the guidance to other people, and also for those people who get the guidance. And for this, the greatest example of that has been furnished and established by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in this age and time. Therefore, so that we can continue walking on this path of guidance, and not only we are on this guidance ourselves, or we are able to walk on these paths of guidance ourselves, but also because as we are followers of Rahmatul Lil Alameen, who was mercy for the whole of mankind, we should also endeavor to lead other people to these paths of guidance. So this is a great responsibility of every Ahmadi, that on one side, fulfilling his covenant of Ba'ath, they should always try their level best to go on walking on these paths of guidance, and also to other people, their own the people of their lands and countries, they should be pointing out to those people these paths of guidance, and encourage them to walk on those paths. What method should be adopted for that? What planning should be, and what action plan should be there? Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam has given the guidance. He says that the purpose of my coming is not to reform the world through any coercion or through any sword, with compulsion and coercion, not to make them follow that one, but rather with meekness, with the good morals, and with kindness, I have to bring the people to those paths. So therefore, he showed those high examples of hilm and meekness and kindness and good morals, which truly reflect the noble example which was shown by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, within the four walls of his house, among his friends, and in his environment, among his own people and among the opponents and non-Ahmadis, he established such examples which are noble examples of kindness and humble heart, his humble nature, which were really winning the hearts of people. And as Huzur says, as I have already mentioned, those people who come into his bath, the same thing is required from all those who come into his bath. And this is the advice which he has given to his Jamaat. In one place he says that I also say this much, that don't be harsh and always be very kind and gentle. Fighting is against the spirit of this community. Be very kind, be very humble, and the truth of this Jamaat should be established through your noble character and good behavior. This is my advice, remember it. Allah Almighty give you the steadfastness and the ability to follow that. So this is the example which an Ahmadi can only establish only at that point, when in his atmosphere, in his environment, he shows that high moral standard of kindness, of gentleness, of meekness. If a person, when meeting the outsiders, he is very kind and very gentle, and drive them to believe in something, but the atmosphere within his family and the relationship with one another are witness against that. So in that case, the person whom we do the preaching, when he would come closer and when he looks at this aspect of the picture, then he would go back, that these people say something different and do something different. And in this way, our actions, instead of guiding the people to the right paths, they would be left alone and left in the wilderness of darkness. In one place, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that the reformation and piety and goodness and the reformation of your moral character should be made. Huzur says that I am extremely worried about the member of my community, that still some people, they become excited and irritated on petty things. If you look at the weakness or the mistake of some of your brother, then you pray for that person so that Allah Almighty may save him from that. Not this should be the attitude that you go on proclaiming it to other people. And if someone's own child is like that, he doesn't lose that one. Rather, he takes that child to one side and advises him quietly and discreetly that this is a bad thing, you avoid that. So therefore, one has to be very kind and gentle as you do this treatment to your own children. The same you should do to your fellow beings. The person who is not having a good character, I am afraid of his faith, because that person who is having arrogance, and if Allah Almighty is not happy with that person, then he is destroyed. If this is going to be the nature of his moral character, then what right does he have to advise to other people? This advice is very important, Huzur says. And every day, I get some letters from which I get this feeling that this quality of meekness and gentleness is the greatest reason of the conflicts between the families. So this kindness and meekness and gentleness, which has been emphasized by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, and he has expressed his concern about it. In his time, maybe there were only few people like that. But with the increase of the number of the members of the Jamaat, some of the vices sometime also go on increasing. So we should pay attention to this thing very seriously. And the Jamaat administration can do the reformation to a certain extent, but the real reformation is made by all individuals. And if every Ahmadi, after this warning of the promised Messiah, if he keeps this point in mind, as he has said, that the one who is not having a good moral character, I am afraid about his faith. So one should be feeling a shock in his person. And I have Huzur assessed that this arrogance and the absence of gentleness, which actually becomes the foundation, the main cause of so many conflicts. If there is a problem, then instead of being gentle and kindness, showing kindness, he replies in a stronger term. And the result is that these conflicts, they go on enlarging and expanding. And Islahi committees cannot help much. Then they go to Qaza. And when somebody does not follow the decision of the Qaza, then the person who does not comply with the decision of the Qaza, then with a very heavy heart, that person has to be thrown out of the organization of the Jamaat. And because these otherwise very good, belonging to very good families, they have to be thrown out of the pale of the Jamaat. As Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that I am afraid about the faiths of those people. Actually, these people actually lose their faith. Some of the bad things, if done by the parents, they also adversely affect the children. And they feel very sorry in their atmosphere. And such parents, those who are very fighting with one another, and they have children, then Sometimes their cases are also considered. These children who are in waqf-e nau, whether they should be kept in this scheme or not, if the parents are of this nature, of this type, that they are not fulfilling the obligations in society, then they are not attached to the jamaat, then how they are going to look after the tarbiyat of those waqf-e nau children? So in short, because of the lack of this kindness, sometimes the whole family, they actually put their faith and the faith of their children at stake. And as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, that these people actually do not have the right to advise other people or to tell them that we have the truth. And sometimes they become the instrument of putting somebody off from the message of Ahmadiyyat. So that is to say that one mistake gives birth to another mistake, and it goes on increasing. So this is a point of great concern for every Ahmadi, and it should be like that. And those people who are overwhelmed with anger and they are unmindful of the consequences, the majority of the Ahmadis are such, when they are penalized, then they are feel very sorry, they write for given forgiveness, and they repent from their mistakes. And if they had considered these consequences well before, then at least their children and the members of their family would have been saved from the these consequences. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that the fourth aspect of the good quality is that speaking in a good language. And if this quality is the result of this habit, that one should be having a smile on his face and reply in that way, that age when a child is able to speak, he just shows his feelings through his smile on the face, and it's a gentleness in his behavior. And this is the reason that the root of kindness is actually talaqat, that is, it is like a power, and when it is used, employed in a proper way, then there is a power in it. And Allah Almighty says, "Kulu lin nasi husna, la yasar qawm min qawm asaa yakunu khairum minhum, wala nisaa min nisaa hatta asaa yakuna khairum minhunna, wala talbinu anfusakum, wala tanawazu bil alqab, ijtanibu kaseeran min az-zanni, inna baaza az-zanni ismun." فَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابُ الرَّحِيمٌ وَلَا تَكْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. That say to the people those things which are really good, and do not mock at other people. Maybe that those people you mock at, they are better than you. And ladies should also not also make mockery of other people. Maybe those who they mock at, they might be better than they. And do not blame any other people, and do not give them bad names, and do not have any ill thinking, and nor investigate into the weakness of other people. Don't have any complaints against one. Don't fabricate allegations against those people for which you do not have any proof. And remember that from everything, the eyes, the ears, and the heart, they will be questioned. And he has explained that when the child is unable to speak and he doesn't have the ability to distinguish between good and bad, and whenever he says something, then it is not because of any good moral quality, but not because of any gentleness in his. But this is the internal power that nature has given, Allah Almighty has given to the nature of these innocent children. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has taken this argument from there, that the root of kindness is in the heart of the person. And those who are right-minded people, and they are the people who have this quality. And this quality, this gentleness, what is the teaching of Allah Almighty? He has quoted certain verses of the Holy Quran. The very first thing he has mentioned in this one is that in order to create this quality and to have this beautiful aspect of your character, kullu linnasi husna, you always say, this is the one we have to apply, that you always say good things to other people. This is the standard of a good character, that always say the good things with kindness, with love and affection, always deal with them nicely. And before saying it to other people, you have to have these qualities in you. You have these qualities in you, and then the people will be influenced by that. If you have duality, double standard is there, then these desired results are not there. You have to take care of the sentiments of other people as well. And also, the attention has been drawn that you should not be feeling, having any sense of superiority. Do not look down upon other people, they might be better than you. And when you have this feeling, then you will be mindful of creating some good qualities in you. And then Allah Almighty says that and this is also not in line with the good qualities of a person, that one should give a bad name to other person or give such a name which he doesn't like. The gentle people are those who are very kind to other people and very helpful to other people. And this type of things, if they are there, then they will be creating distance between these people, and the walls of hatred will be created there. And similarly, ill feelings, and these are the weaknesses which actually break up the and break the cracks, bring the cracks in your relationship. And hatred and rancor is created. And without any reason, if you go on investigating and spying on people to find out their faults, this is bad. Actually, your own moral is destroyed, and the peace of society is also destroyed. And this is also doesn't become of any person who says that I am gentle, and then he indulges in backbiting. And if he says about his friends such things which, if mentioned about him in meeting, then he would dislike that. On one side, if the claim of the believer is that we are going to acquire the attributes of Allah Almighty, and if on the other side this gentleness, which means to do a good treatment to other people and behave nicely, and instead of doing that one, if he is trying to find out their faults and also describes those weaknesses in such meetings, the purpose of that is not reformation, but just to laugh at other people. So it is not only imperative to abstain from these things, and it is necessary, but also one should always run away from such meetings. Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Islam says that those people who give bad names to their fellow beings and they blame other people and do not cover their faults and weaknesses, but rather laugh at these people and indulge in backbiting and go for ill thinking. And wherever they are always trying to find out the find faults with the people. While Allah Almighty has mentioned all these people, that the person they are go out of obedience after the faith, they go out of the domain of faith. And Allah Almighty has shown His displeasure and wrath on those people as they are the transgressors, just like those who are transgressors. It's a very serious warning which has been given, that through the bad character, bad example, one should be injuring the feelings of the other people, but also he becomes the recipient of the wrath of God Almighty. And towards the end, the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has quoted this verse which says that the things about which you do not know, do not follow those things, because on the day of judgment then the parts of the body of human beings, on that day they would stand as a witness against that person. Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Wasalam has said that if you do not know anything, that do not follow those things unnecessarily, because the ears, the eyes and the hearts, they would be questioned, and lot of sins are just the result of ill feeling. People just listen something and immediately believe that this is very bad. Unless you know something for certain, you should not keep those things into your heart. This is for the purpose of removing this ill thoughts and ill thinking about the people. And in one place, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that remember it, that the one who is very harsh and he is overwhelmed by anger, then he cannot express the high moral words. He is deprived of that. The one who becomes angry instantly, and then that person becomes very foul language, a person of foul language. And this anger and hikmah, wisdom, cannot be put together. The one who is overwhelmed by anger, his mind becomes dull, and he is not enabled to speak wisdom and good things. And this anger, actually it leads a person to complete madness, and the members of our Jamaat should do. The members of our Jamaat should behave like this, that the branch which is cut off from the trunk, that does not bear fruit. So if you do not understand the real purpose of my coming, then and do not follow the conditions, then how can you become the recipient of these promises which Allah Almighty has given to me? So these are the expectations of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam from each and every Ahmadi. And these are the things which actually enable a believer to become to have the attributes of Allah Almighty. And through this way, they would be able to fulfill the purpose of the advent of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And then in Kashti-e-Nu, he gives further advice that don't show arrogance and superiority over other people, although he may be your subordinate. Don't use foul language. Be very gentle at heart and very kind in your treatment, so that you may be accepted by Allah Almighty. There are many people who show kindness, but actually they are just like wolves from inside. And there are many people who are outwardly very pure, but inside they are no better than snakes. So you cannot be accepted by Allah Almighty unless your outward appearance and your inner self is just one and the same. And you give advice to those people who do not have knowledge, and do not look down upon those people, and do not have any element of arrogance and superiority to other people, and be very gentle and be very righteous and have the fear of Allah. And then he says that the Allah Almighty covers up the weaknesses of the people, that he looks at the weaknesses and the sins of the people, but because of his attribute of Sattari, he covers those things up, and always keeps that lid of covering unless the people crosses the limit. And the human beings, they do not see even something bad, but he starts shouting about that. The fact is that man is very short-tempered, and Allah Almighty is very forbearing, very compassionate. And those people who do not have the full knowledge of this quality of Allah Almighty, they sometimes go out of control. And the people go out of their limits, then Allah Almighty finally gets hold of these people and punishes them. That Allah Almighty does not like this transgression and crossing the limits. And Allah Almighty is so kind that if a person prays to Allah Almighty devotedly and sincerely and submits to Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty becomes very kind and compassionate to that person and forgives that. So as Allah Almighty does not immediately catch hold of us immediately when we make a mistake, and he gives us the benefit of covering. So that should be our attitude as well, that when we see something weakness or shortness in somebody, we should also not be very excited about it. I have just picked up some quotations which I have presented before you from the writing of the Prophet Messiah. These are drawing our attention to this quality of gentleness and meekness and forgiveness. And if you enlarge the meaning of these statements and quotations, if we try to understand that, then these are the things which should always be remembered by all Ahmadis for their own reformation, and they go on reviewing these things again and again, so that one should remember these things. So it is not enough that simply they should do the bath, and it is not enough that they should be belonging to the family of a companion of the Promised Messiah. But the full justice to the covenant of bath will be only performed then, when we are shaping our character and behavior according to those conditions. Nowadays, when the 100 years of Khilafat Ahmadiyya are nearing its completion in various countries, with reference to this centenary of Khilafat, functions have started there. We should remember that not only holding the function and making very good arrangements for that should not be the only objective for that purpose. And nor any Ahmadi should have this motto or this objective. The good things and the good behavior are the things which will actually benefit the believers. And this is the way which Allah Almighty has told us. And only those people are going to benefit from it, those who try to follow the commandments of Allah Almighty. Nowhere Allah Almighty has mentioned that if the mushaira is good, if other functions are good, those jamaats are going to get the benefits. But actually, the worships and the good deeds are the things which are going to benefit. So from this point of view, you should scrutinize yourself. So in order to remind everybody to this point, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam's book are a great means. And as I have said, that we should go on reviewing these things again and again. And this we can easily find in the books of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, in which all these good things are mentioned in great detail. As most of the books are in Urdu, only few books, just some part of that has been translated into English. And secondly, those people who can read Urdu, they are also not fully mindful to this requirement. So why I present these quotations, my objective is that of course it is for the purpose of guidance, but one more purpose is that whatever the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that message should be presented exactly in his own words, so that his words should reach the maximum number of people, because these are the things they are based on the commentary of the Holy Quran and the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And although this translation work is going on very fast, and in center in Rabwah, the Wakil Tasneef Chaudhary Muhammad Ali Sahib, respected Chaudhary Muhammad Ali Sahib, is taking care of this translation himself and looking after this job very effectively with great effort. But it's a big job. It will take some time. Respected Chaudhary Sahib, in spite of his old age, with great devotion he is doing it, with great passion. One is really surprised. And those people who are working along with him, some of the youngsters, they have written to me that they have actually infused the spirit of devotion in us. Allah Almighty may bless his age and his health, and you also pray that may Allah enable him to do this service more and more. So this is just by the way I mentioned. I was saying that when I mention present these quotations, then the translation is done in various languages. The purpose is that the wording of the Promised Messiah should be conveyed to these people as far as possible. Although the current translation, the simultaneous translation, is not very high, of very good standard, but to a great extent the thirst is quenched through that. And and the people benefit from the wording of the Promised Messiah, salatu wasalam. May Allah enable us that we, through the blessing of the wording of the Promised Messiah, salatu wasalam, so we can understand the beautiful teaching given by Allah Almighty, and we may always be getting benefit from that. This is actually the purpose of the advent of the Promised Messiah, salatu wasalam, and this is the very purpose for us of becoming Ahmadi.
Alhamdulillah Alhamdulillah Namaduhu wa nastainuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر